Welcome back to Let's Talk Legacy, and this is Policy Pointers, where we navigate the world of life insurance to bring you insights that matter. In today's episode, we're turning our attention to the topic that's often sensitive, but undeniably essential: final expense life insurance. So join me as we unravel the significance and nuances of this crucial aspect of your financial planning. Final expense life insurance is a term that encapsulates a specific kind of life insurance coverage that is designed to address the inevitable costs associated with the end of life. While it may not be the most comfortable topic or the first thing you want to bring up at the dinner table, it is practical and a compassionate thing to consider, and it can certainly help you secure your legacy. Imagine this scenario. You've lived a full and meaningful life, full of great experiences, relationships, and accomplishments. As you approach the later chapters of your life, you want to ensure the financial burden of your final arrangements doesn't become a weight on your loved ones. This is where final expense life insurance steps in. Unlike broader life insurance policies, final expense coverage is typically a whole life insurance policy with coverage ranging from $10,000 to $50,000. Of course, there are other options out there, but that's what you'll usually be shopping for. It's crafted to specifically cover funeral and burial expenses, maybe some medical bills, and any small outstanding debts that might remain after your passing. Let's dive into the importance of this coverage with a concrete example. Meet Sarah, a wise and forward-thinking individual in her late 60s. Sarah understands that her life, as beautiful as it is, does have an inevitable conclusion. And instead of wanting to leave the financial responsibility of her burial or other financial obligations on her family, she opts to buy a final expense life insurance policy. So what that means is when the time comes and Sarah peacefully passes away, her family is not burdened with the immediate financial strain of the funeral costs. Depending on where you live, those costs may vary, but usually at minimum, you're looking at somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000 and up. The final expense life insurance policy she decided to purchase can help cover those expenses. It's a demonstration of foresight and consideration for the surviving members of your family, making sure that they're not burdened and stressed with the financial costs that inevitably follow somebody's passing. Another crucial aspect of final expense life insurance is its accessibility. Recognizing that some individuals might be older and, as often happens, potentially less healthy, there are instant approval options available for life insurance. So even somebody with some health concerns would have an option to qualify for life insurance. This makes these policies more obtainable, even for those who might face challenges in acquiring what one would consider a traditional life insurance policy with a fully underwritten plan. This ensures that you have a much better chance of finding the coverage that you need. Now let's talk about the emotional side of this. Losing a loved one is undoubtedly one of life's worst experiences, most challenging times. During such times, the grieving process is difficult enough without the added stress of financial obligations. By proactively securing final expense life insurance, individuals exhibit a deep sense of care and love for their families. It's a tangible way of saying, I've thought about this, and I want to make things easier for you during this challenging time. It's a profound act of compassion by helping remove one of the worst stresses that can happen when one passes away, which is leaving behind the medical bills, paying for a funeral, helping pay for medical expenses, and things of that nature. When it comes to cost, final expense life insurance is often more affordable than some broader life insurance policies that we've talked about in other episodes. The coverage amount is tailored to the specific needs associated with an end-of-life arrangements, making it practical and economically affordable. In other cases, you might want big, robust policies that are going to cover you for your whole entire life. Whole life insurance policies are typically going to be written, as I mentioned before, for a little bit of a lower amount. But the nice thing about these policies is they last until the end of your life. So whether you're in your early 60s or late 70s and thinking about this for the first time, unsure of when you might actually pass away, as most of us don't know when that's going to happen, these policies are designed to last you all the way through the point of death, ensuring that as long as you pay the insurance premiums, your family will have the proceeds of this policy. Another added benefit of these policies is the proceeds get paid directly to the beneficiary listed on the policy. Meaning, unlike other aspects of one's estate when they pass away, life insurance is not going to be tied up in probate or estate issues that we commonly hear about. Meaning that in a matter of a couple of weeks, your family can have easy access to the money that you've helped put aside to pay for these final expense bills. I want to encourage you to consider the importance of final expense life insurance in the broader context of your financial legacy. It's not just about numbers or policies. It's about the love and care you extend to your family and even beyond your time. Doing what you can today to help after you're gone can help you leave a lasting legacy. Thank you for joining me today on Policy Pointers as we explore the significance of final expense life insurance. If you have any questions or topics like this that you'd like us to cover in the future, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at Southwestern Legacy Insurance Group. And of course, we hope you will trust us to help you through these difficult choices for your family. Take care, and let's continue building a powerful legacy together.
If you've enjoyed today's podcast and want to learn more, visit us at southwesternlegacy.com. Shoot us an email via our easy contact form to find out how you can become an agent or how we can meet your needs for final expense coverage. You can find this and other episodes at letstalklegacypod.com on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Let's Talk Legacy is a presentation of the Southwestern Legacy Insurance Group, a member of Southwestern Family of Companies.